So today, I want to share very special things for my heart. I was thinking about it for quite a long time, and I want to share with you. And I don't know, I think maybe somebody of you will say, no, his Bible probably in Russian, so what he can know. But we will look in Hebrew also. So I'm glad the Bible written not in English, but in Hebrew. It's very good. It's very good language. So I want to read from about the life of Yaakov. And I call this message Back to Promises. And please check with me. And if you have your Bibles with me, open it, read it, please, with me. Don't trust me. Check me. Please do it. It's very beautiful to have Bibles. So I want to start from the life of Abraham. And do you remember homework? I asked you to find where, in what place, Abraham met with the Lord. About the story when three men appears to Abraham. So where it was? Who did your homework? Thank you so much. Don't say if you did. Most of people, as usual, okay. So I will help you to remember this. Please open with me Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1. Then Adonai, and please, in the scriptures, in the Hebrew Bible says Yahweh, the Lord. So be careful with it because it's important to notice. In Torah says Yahweh, Adonai. Appeared to him at Mamre's large trees. Let's say it with me. At Mamre's large trees. Remember, it's important for us. While he was sitting in the entrance of his tent during the heat of the day. When he lifted up his eyes to see suddenly, let's say suddenly, three men were standing right by him. When he saw them, he ran, let's say he ran. In Russian, он побежал. In English, I'm not sure what it says here. But I'm sure it's not slow motion. It was fast. He ran from the entrance of his tent to meet with them and bowed down to the ground. And he said, and this is very important to understand. He said, Adonai, my Lord, if now I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass by your servant. So what I want to show you here, I know it's my opinion and I see scriptures that when Abraham bowed down before three people, he bowed down before one of them. And in Hebrew, this is not plural. He says, if I found mercy in your eyes. If you will read carefully later, you will find that two of them were angels. They left to the Sodom and Gomorrah. And one of them still stand with Abraham, and he was the Lord. Check me. Read carefully. You will find it something very interesting. So, what is important about this place? Mamre's large trees. Do you know what is this place? What was there? What was special about this place, Mamre's large trees? It's important to know because then we can understand the deep ways of the Lord in the life of Abraham when we know where it was happened, what's happened in that place, special place. Because many people think that Lord met with Abraham accidentally, spontaneously, there and there. But we need to see the path, how the Lord appears to Abraham, how it's happened, where it's happened. It's very important to know. Also, I have understood that Abraham, he knew the Lord. He had fellowship with the Lord because it was a special place. So let's open the Genesis chapter 13. Verse 18, and please check me here. So Abraham, and do you remember the need of Abraham? What do you think? What was his need in his life? He had everything. He had money, he had slaves, he had everything, but he needed the child, the son. the promised son from the Lord. It's so important for him. So Abraham moved his tent from place to place and came and dwelt by Mamre's large trees. You see it here in this place. He rested there. So what he did there? Which are in Hebron, and there built an altar to Adonai. Let's say together. He built an altar to Adonai. So what it means? What he did there? What it means, altar? Altar. Place for sacrifices. So he built place for the Lord to dwell. It was the place where he worshipped with the Lord. If you will read later after chapter 13, you will find there that the Lord appears him a few times. He talked to him, "You're Abraham, I will bless you." So Abraham already knew the Lord. He had knowledge about the Lord. This is why when he saw these three men, actually it was not news for him. He knew the Lord already. You know, the Lord called him Abraham, my who? And it was the time without Facebook. Without avatars, you know, in Facebook. The Lord and Abraham, they were friends. So I believe this is the special place where Abraham brings the sacrifice to the Lord. He worshiped to the Lord. He has great needs in the Lord. He waits upon the Lord. He waits upon the answers from the Lord. And this is very important to understand in our life. This is why he ran from the entrance of his tent. He ran because he waited for the answer from the Lord. He bowed down and he began to speak to the Adonai, one of these people. He says, "Please, if I found the mercy in your eyes, come with me, be with me." The Lord chose Abraham. And it was the will of the Lord and his predestination in the life of Abraham. But in the same time, Abraham responded to God's call in his life. It was not accidentally. The Abraham received the calling and he followed the Lord in his life. Amen. He built an altar. He was not living by himself. His life was submitted to the Lord completely. He left everything and followed the Lord in the foreign land. It was not an easy decision in his life, but he obeyed to the Lord. He brought 10% of everything to Melchizedek as a sign of covenant with the Lord. He builds the altar and worships the Lord there because all of it, why the Lord called Abraham. And because of it, the Lord called him my friend. Let's say together, my friend. Do you remember in New Testament, Brit HaChadasha, one more time when Yeshua called people my friend? Where it was? Do you remember? What place? Okay, I will help you. Can you open with me John 15, verse 14? Yeshua speaks to the to Talmidim and he told them, great revelation. You are my friends if you do what I commanded you. Let's say together, you are my friends if you do what I commanded you. Let's say one more time. You are my friends if you do what I commanded you. They're very interesting here. Yeshua told them, you are my friends if you do. And Abraham was a friend of the Lord. Why? Because he was obeyed to the Lord. He submitted to the Lord. His life was with the Lord. He was waiting upon the Lord. He was worshiping to the Lord. He was not stranger to the Lord. He was his beloved friend who left everything, who followed the Lord. So important to know. And, you know, when I understood this in my life especially, I understand something. If I want to have fellowship with the Lord, I need to do something. Come on. I need to build something in my life. I need to prepare the place for the Lord in my life. So then he comes to me, he will be not stranger to me. I already should know him if I want to know him in the future. Amen. This is the building of altar in my life today. tomorrow, every day of my life, the place of worship, the place of answers from Him. The Lord will be present in lives of those who will worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Can you see it? Spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. So do what I want to you. Who will build the altar of the Lord, who will keep the covenant relationship with Him in their life. And this was not accident or spontaneous meeting with the Lord in the Abraham's life. This is why his reaction was very clear. He found the Lord. He knew Him. He noticed about Him. Matthew 22, we can see it here. For many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. So reaction of the on the calling of the Lord determined Abraham's future. He was called and chosen. Why? Because he responded on the calling from the Lord. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. The Lord asking many people to follow Him, but only those who says, yes, Lord, are called one, who will follow Him, chosen one. I want to continue in the life of Jacob, and I will want to show a few very interesting places from the scripture. So Jacob made a decision in his life. This decision affected all his future. For the sake of birthright, he sacrificed everything. Everything. It was not just spiritually everything, but practically everything. I heard some people say Jacob was a liar. You know, I know the people who try to lie to gain anything, something. But to lose something, stupid. So Jacob lost everything to gain the birthright before the Lord. Can you see it here? He left his father's house, father home, only with stuff, nothing else. When he went to sleep, do you remember what kind of pillow he had there? Rock. So probably it's healthy, yes? This is why he has rock. No, it's not healthy. Because he don't have anything else. He don't have money, he don't have anything. He just has stuff and clothes, it's all. So, very important here. Firstborn in the ancient Israel has a rights of priest of the family. And if you read carefully later, during the Moses time, the Lord redeemed firstborn by calling the tribe of Levi. So, in that moment, Jacob, he began to be continuation of the blessings of Abraham. He received the great privilege to be a priest of the family. Those who lead the blessings from Abraham and Isaac upon him. Priest and family. It's very important. Jacob decided to serve the Lord and to be carrier of the blessings of Abraham despite of the huge price. And at that moment, it was great sacrifice for him. And I believe not many people, you remember Esau, he says, what about this, you know, birthright? I want to eat. I want to eat. So many people are, you know, probably, I don't see this birthright. How can I feel it? Maybe it's in future. I want to eat now. But he chose to follow the Lord. And it was a very strong decision. And I believe in our life the same. It's important to make the right decisions in our life, spiritual decisions. Even if you lose something, decide according to the scriptures. Because if you're doing right in the front of God's eyes, you will be blessed by Him, from Him. So then Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. The Lord appeared him in a dream, you know, remember this place, and entrusted him with the greatest revelation, building the house of the Lord. And my personal opinion, Jacob had a calling on his life, and it was not just a calling of to be the beloved by God. He had purpose, and this purpose we can see it future, to build the place for the Lord in the earth. It was his calling from the Lord. Verse 19 from Genesis 28. He called the name of that place Beth-El. Then Bethel means house of the God, house of the Lord. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and watch over me on this way that I'm going, and provide me food to eat and clothes to wear, and I return in shalom to my father's house, then Adonai will be my God. So this stone, which I set up as a memorial stone, will become God's house. And of everything you provide me, I will definitely give tenth of it to you. It's very interesting here. So, can you understand? It's not just stone. It was memorial. He promised the Lord two things in his life. First of all, Lord, if you protect me, if you blessed me, I promise you, I will return to this place. And on this place, I will build an altar, house of God. And second, I promise you, I will bring tenths of everything in my life. All the blessings you blessed me, I will give tenths to you because it's yours. It's very important. So please remember these two vows that he, two promises he bring to the Lord. Because the Lord showed him a source of blessing for him and for all Israel. This revelation about presence of the Lord was not only about Jacob. It's not only Jacob and the Lord. You know, Jacob, he saw the Lord and everything great, angels. But it was revelation. The Lord revealed Jacob what that he wants to bless the nation through the house of God. So he gave him special calling, special task to build the house of the Lord. So important. And I believe it's so important for us too. People says, Lord loves me. Yes, but why he loves you? Because he loves you. But what he has for you? Why he choose you? What purpose he has for your life? What future from him into your life? It's very important. I think it's definition of our life when we understood it and doing it in our lives. Amen. So Jacob called to be a blessing for all nations of the earth. Let's say together, he called to be a blessing for whole nations. And can you say to your neighbor, you are called to be a blessing? Walk up somebody and say, you're called to be a blessing. So then James gets to Laban and worked for 20 years, 14 of which he worked for his wife. Can you imagine? Working 14 years. It was strong love. 14 years for wife, so he get two wives instead of one. He worked too much, 14 years. Okay. So, and Lord blessed him with everything. He was the richest person on this land. He had everything. And after it, the Lord told him, return to your land, father's land, and Jacob obeyed the Lord, and he flees from Laban. And you know, I don't want to touch these stories, very rich stories, how he flee from one problem and he faced with other problem, with his brother, who had 400 men. Probably it was not time of picnic there. Do you remember? They not invited him to eat meat or something. They were with weapon, with everything, 400 men, strong. So, and here, one of the greatest messianic places of scriptures, because I know that Isaiah says about angel who met with Jacob. I'm sorry, but one of the name of Mashiach also angel of the Lord. Why? Because when after wrestling with the Lord, the Jacob says, "I faced with the Lord face to face, and is still alive," and he named this place Penuel. Powerful. So Mashiach appears to Jacob here, as he did to Abraham, his grandfather. Can you see? Mashiach appears through the scriptures one after one time. So Torah, it's Brit Hadasha, really. Great news for us. Mashiach is real. He comes so many times, and he came in past so many times. Do you remember when his people telling to Yeshua, you are so young, and you teach us that you are no Abraham. Do you remember what he tell them? Before Abraham, I was. Abraham knew Mashiach face to face. This is why he ran and he bowed down before Mashiach. He says, "My Lord, come to me. Don't pass me." So Jacob becomes Israel, the one who wrestled with God. And you know the story that the Lord injured his hip, and it was the sign that all hope and support only in the Lord. Because before Jacob can flee from Esau, now he can't even flee from Esau. He can't run anymore. Some people trying to pray, "Lord, help me." And Jacob get interesting answer. Injured his hip. So done. Cooked, you know, I can't flee anymore. I can't run from him. Can you imagine the answer from the Lord? Very interesting answer. So, but let's look further. Very interesting story later. So Jacob, it's Genesis 33. So Jacob arrived in Shalom to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan Aram and camped right in front of the city. So he came to the city of Shechem. This was the final destination for him. And he put his place right in front of the city. What's happened next? He purchased the portion of the field where he had pitched his tent from the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. There he set up an altar, and he called it El is Israel's God. Very briefly, this was the beautiful land, Shechem. It was established city. It was great grass for his flocks. So he chose one of the best places in this area and put what he did there. Also, he put the altar of the Lord. So looks like everything established in his life. But only one problem. Only one problem. Lord sees Jacob in a different place. Do you remember what he promised to the Lord? "If I return, what I will do, Lord? Where he should live? Where he should establish the place of worship?" Come on. Okay, let's start from the beginning. No, I will. Genesis 28, please open with me. Verse 19. Jacob called this place Bethel, and Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and watch over me, so what I will do, I will come here, and I will its place will become a house of the Lord, and everything which you provide me, I will give tenth to you." So place where Lord wait for him, it was the Bethel, but he went to another place. And you know what's happened next. Jacob forgot or does not wish to fulfill his vow. I don't know why, what the reason was. Maybe it was good place, good field, established city. You know, he already rich person. I don't know the motivation, what's happened there, what led him to this place. But you know what's happened next. Please read carefully. Chapter 33, 34. Genesis 34, Simeon and Levi, Dinah brothers, you know, these people who live in the city, one of them raped daughter of Jacob. And now brothers, each took his sword and came against the city and disturbed and killed every male. Jacob's sons came upon the slain and plundered the city because they defiled their sister. What a disaster here. Jacob called to be a blessing from the earth. He had anointing from the Lord. Lord told him, "You will be blessing for the earth." And now, what a blessing for this city. Is blessing or curse? What do you think? When all city destroyed, all the men in the city was killed there. And verse 30, "But Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, 'You are brought trouble on me, making me a stretch stench among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And I'm but a few men. They'll gather against me and strike me. Then I will destroy it, my household and I. Now, one more time. He faced with destruction, almost killed by people from the city. So he chose the place, and now he has problems. He get problems in his life. And also he begin to be a source of problems for these nations, not source of blessings. And when I read this place, I remember the Jonah. You remember the story of Jonah? When the Lord told him, Jonah, go to Nineveh and save them from destruction. You remember what Jonah says? No? He says, yes, Lord. And go in deeper direction. Yes, Lord. Goodbye. And you remember what's happened with the sheep where he flee from the Lord? It was problem, storms. And recently he says to these people, please put me in the water because these problems because of me. I'm the problem. Because I'm trying to flee from the Lord. Somebody who called to be blessing for whole city became to be a problem for the people in this ship. Why? Because he flee from the Lord. He tried to flee. But it's hard to escape from the Lord, really hard. Don't try. Stop and think about it. It's hard, hard, really hard. So now he, on the edge of destruction, one time, again, and he began to worship the Lord and pray to him. And Genesis 35, when God said to Jacob, get up. Jacob, get up. What it mean in English, get up? It means sit down or lay down. Come on, Jacob, get up. Hurry. Go to Bethel and stay there. He reminds Jacob, go to Bethel. You promised to go to Bethel. You promised to build the house of the Lord. You promised to serve me. Get up from this place. It's a good place. It's a good city. It's good grass. But this is not your calling. It's not about you, Jacob. It's not about your flocks. It's not about love of Christ or love of God to you. It's about you as a minister to others. You are the source of blessing. You should build the house of God. Get up and go there. Make an altar there to the God who appeared to you when you fled from the brother Esau. If you won't have God's protection, shalom, future for you and your children, go to the Bethel. This is your way, only way in your life. So you came to the stop point in your life. No way, only one, go to Bethel. This was the calling of Jacob, build the house of the Lord. And chapter 35 from verse 2, the interesting observation I had here. So all this time, Jacob flee from Laban. He has victory in his life. He met with the Lord, wrestling with him face to face. He was saved from Esau. So he was so blessed by the presence of the Lord. He was the richest person in this land. And verse 2, after this problem, Jacob said to his household and to everyone who was with him, get rid of the foreign gods that are among you. Come on! Why wait so long? You, something wrong with it. He understood it. He get the point. He told them, cleanse yourselves and change your clothes. Now let's go up and go up to Bethel so that I can make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress and has been with me in the way that I have gone. Only then he remembered his promises to the Lord and decided to clean themselves and get rid of idols. This is so important. This, for me, interesting, you know, even after the wrestling with the Lord, it does not change him. Only when he come to the point of decision, this was the moment of changing his life. He says, okay, I'm tired. I can't do anymore. I will go to Bethel. Clean yourself. Take rid get rid of idols. We want to worship the Lord. Let's go. So, you know, I have so many parallels about it, but please look at your life and your decisions, your promises. All of us, we're doing wrong things before the Lord, but we need to change our ways. This is the moment when we need to look in our heart, check our heart, look in our lives. Sometimes we face with the same situations here. Sometimes we think that Lord with us everywhere because He loves us. Yes, He loves us, but it does not mean that He will bless us everywhere. Really, we need to understand. If you love your child, will you correct him and lead him or not? Or you will allow him to do what he wants to do? Okay, go to this lake, son, if you want. Swim there. Alligators, that's not no problem. I love you so much, go there. No, we will protect our children. We will lead them. We will, if need, we will punish them. Or not punish, how to say, discipline them. I'm sorry, it's America. It's so hard to speak. You can go to jail if you try to discipline your son. But please, be very careful, because Yeshua speaks to us. Luke chapter 9. Then Yeshua was saying to everyone, let's say to everyone. I want to ask, who is everyone in this place? Can you raise your hand? Everyone. So somebody, not everyone. It's no problem. So Yeshua was saying to everyone, if anyone wants to follow me, Luke 9:23, if anyone, who is anyone in this place? Can you raise your hand? Oh, it's much better now. More anyone than everyone. It's good. If anyone wants to follow me, he must deny himself, take up his cross every day and follow me. Super. Who it was? It's person who really wants to follow the Lord, really wants to choose his direction in his life. I want to end with a few. We don't have time really, so if you need to take your children, please do it. And I just want to end with 5 minutes of my observation from the scriptures. If your children in the Shabbat school, please take them. Thank you so much. They wait for you. They cry in there. They so love you. They trust you. You will pick them up there. I want to tell you very important things. And please, if you have pen, please write them. It's important. Because faith is very practical thing. It's not just spiritual. Some people, they just completely, you know, think that faith, it's how much I pray. Or faith, how much I want something. Or faith is my proclamation. This is the part of faith. Faith is also actions. Trust, proclamation, plus actions. This is the faith. Love of faith, life of faith. This is life complete with the actions of faith. Amen. Not just prayers or something else. It's very important, but it's part. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. In the same way, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. Though they are weaker partners, honor them as equal heirs of the grace of life. In this way, your prayers will not be hindered. What it means, prayers hindered? What do you think? Okay, but if you won't pray so much and don't love your wife, will it be hurt by God or not? What do you think? But if you'll take fast and will beat your wife, will the Lord hear your prayer? But if you overcome the Lord with your, action of faith, it means you change your way to your wife. And only after this, the Lord will hear your prayers. Wives, the same with the men, I can tell you. If you are very hard on your husband, I think the Lord also not happy with it. Ephesians chapter 6, verse from 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, so that you might be well with you and you may live long on the earth. So, if you want to have happy life, what to do? Obey your parents. If you neglect your parents or don't love them or doing something wrong with them, and this is New Testament, Brit HaChadasha, the same actions of faith. Amen. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. Then there will be food in my house. Now test me in this, says Adonai Tzevaot. Adonai, Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out blessings for you until no one is without now. I want to prosper my life. Do what the Lord's word says to me. Mark chapter 11. Wherever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, what to do? Gossip? Complain? Kill? It's easiest way. Because complain is long, kill it's easier. No. Forgive him so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your transgressions. It means if I have heart with unforgiven, it means the Lord. What it means? Amen. The Lord wants to forgive us and keep us. So we need to carefully check our lives, all the areas of our lives which we need to be repaired, and understand that prayers without actions will not change the situation in our lives. Make decisions, look in your life. And I know we are people, sometimes we fall in and we're doing the wrong thing, but we have promise. If righteous man fall 7 times, he will stood up. The Lord will help him. He will not fall. So let's end with a prayer and let's stand together and just have a few words of prayer. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness to Abraham, to Jacob, and through them to us, Lord. Thank you for our synagogue, for every one of us in this place. Thank you for your mercy, for your love. Thank you for building our life in your kingdom, in your house. Thank you for future for all of us, Lord. Lord, we ask for your blessings. Lord, we ask for your provision, Lord. We ask for your presence in our life. Bless us, Lord, so we can bless you. Fill us so we can serve to others, Lord. Protect us, Lord, so we can be protectors for others. Thank you so much for your great calling to be a blessing in the Jacksonville and throughout the whole world. Thank you so much for a wonderful opportunity to be your sons and daughters. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's end with the prayers. Please find somebody who is close to you. David. David. Javier. I don't want to be alone here. I'm with the Lord, but I want to be with somebody. So please find somebody. Don't be alone. So let's pray. Yiverechecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Yisa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. Amen. Shabbat shalom.